Avondale Radio. For the community, by the community. This is Avondale Radio.
And welcome to Crossbeats with me, Murray Herbert.
And with me, Angus Allen.
We have an hour of music for you to feed the soul, and we're kicking off this week with We the Kingdom and Left It in the Water.
That was Left It in the Water by We the Kingdom. So Left It in the Water must be a clue about something, Murray, is it?
Well, Angus, I've got a question for you to help you with your question. And that is, what's the dirtiest you've ever been?
That's an easy question. The dirtiest I've ever been was in 1980 in the summer, where for 10 weeks I lived in the mountains in North Kenya and we didn't have a bath or a shower.
You would be pretty minging by the end of that.
Yeah, after the first week actually.
And did you enjoy the shower at the end of it?
I can't even remember. Well, I must have.
Well, I think dirtiest I've ever been is probably a DIY job. I went under the floor to put insulation and I was down there for hours and I was just absolutely filthy when I got out and I couldn't wait to get it all washed off and be fresh and clean. And that song by We the Kingdom is about spiritual cleansing. It's about the fact that Jesus washes away all the things that are wrong and bad in our lives when we come to him. And actually it's a picture of what baptism is. When we go into the water in baptism, we're washed clean. So that was that.
Our next song picks up that theme. It's by Leland, and they've reinvented themselves. They're a band from Texas, and they're a Christian rock band, and they sing in this song in a similar vein to Gregory Porter's Revival. And this is about how God reaches out to us, although we don't deserve it. And when we place our faith and trust in him, great things can happen. So this is Leland, Still Mighty.
Avondaleradio.com to see our daily shows and meet our fabulous presenters. You can find out what's on locally and read more about all our sponsors. Avondaleradio.com.
This is Crossbeats with me, Murray Herbert.
And me, Angus Allen, on Avondale Radio.
Sponsored by Scriven Business Association.
Music to feed your soul. And Murray, a warm welcome back after 9 weeks away from Crossbeats.
It's been great to be back, but we weren't completely away, Angus, although we were on the other side of the world. We were listening in New Zealand, which makes Anne and I think, probably the furthest listeners to Avondale Radio.
So that's throwing out a challenge to Avondale Radio listeners. Does anyone listen to the show, to Crossbeats, or to Avondale Radio further afield than from New Zealand.
Yeah.
So what did you do, Murray?
Well, basically, we were visiting relatives, but touring about. We went from the south of the South Island to quite far north in the north. And actually, we kind of called it our gap year, maybe quite a few years late. It was great.
And there's at least one cyclone while you were there as well.
Yes, a lot of difficulty for people there. Yeah. We managed to dodge it, but, you know, it's tough. Yeah. Tough time they're having.
Yeah, so New Zealand is a massive country. Did you get lost anywhere?
Strange you should say that. You know how you're driving and you have to decide whether you go left or right and you don't have sat nav? Well, we went right, and an hour later we came back past the exact same coffee shop that we passed an hour previously. So we went back and had another coffee, and when we got to that junction next time, we turned left.
So that's a really good tenuous link for our next song by Brit Nicole, and it's called The Lost Get Found.
So alive with your white eyes to the light that you had and your heart was stolen. Now you say that it ain't worth staying. You wanna run but you're hesitating. I'm talking to me. There's a really big world at your fingertips, and you know you have the chance to change it. There's a girl on the street, she's crying. There's a man whose faith is dying. Love is calling you. Have the chance to change it.
And that was The Lost Get Found by Brit Nicole. It was really good. I enjoyed that, Angus. New song for me.
So this is the first time we've played Brit Nicole on the show, and obviously that song. And the start, I think, sounds a wee bit like the Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't know if anyone else...
Funny you should say that. Yeah, I thought that too. I enjoyed it. It was good.
She's a talented dancer and a vocalist, and Lost Get Found is the title of her third album, and this is a single from the album. So that won a Grammy Award and a Dove Award. And I guess critically, she sings about how God reaches out to us in love, and one of her lines is, "Love is calling you."
We will be talking a little bit more about the importance of love towards the end of the show today, with some new songs that we're playing. So, no, that was good. Brit Nicole, definitely someone to listen out for in the future.
So she's a new artist for us, but you've got a new song for us as well.
Yeah, well, multi-award winning artist Lauren Daigle this week released a new single from her new album of the same name. And this is it. So, a first airing on Crosbeat's, and probably a first airing in many parts of the world, is a premiere of Thank God I Do by Lauren Daigle.
I've seen love come and I've seen love walk away. So many questions, will anybody stay? It's been a hard year, so many nights and tears, all of the darkness trying to fight my fears. Alone, so long, alone.
Lauren Daigle with the new song Thank God I Do. And what a powerful song that is. Typical of Lauren Daigle's style, isn't it, Marie?
It's very typical of her style, and also the kind of thing that she writes and sings about as well. It's all about the gratitude she has in a stable and comforting and absolutely reliable relationship with God, recognising that human relationships can fail, but with God things never fail.
Yeah, powerful lyrics and very powerful music too to accompany that.
Yeah, and it reminded me a lot, Angus, of some of the Psalms we have. You know, we in the Psalms, Psalm 31, it says, "You are my rock, my fortress," and God is also called a refuge. Mm. And she kind of picks up on that. She said in that song, "You are my safe place, my hideaway, my anchor, my constant, my shelter, my oxygen." So yeah, I think we'll be playing that again. And
yeah, and again.
Yeah, I'd love to hear what our listeners think about it too. So do get in touch with us using the link on the webpage that you're on, Angus and Murray at a CrossFit.
Or something like that. So Plum was originally a five-piece band with Tiffany Lee on vocals, and the band split up and Tiffany herself adopted the name Plum, and she's sold over 500,000 albums herself and 2 million singles. And Beautifully Broken in 2018 was released on her own record label. But this song is from 2014, that's coming up, and she co-writes with the lead singer of Jars of Clay. And this song is about the grace of God, and it's called Don't Deserve You.
You're the first face that I see, and the last thing I think about. You're the reason that I'm alive. You're what I can't live without. You're what I can't live without. You never give up. Falling apart, your arms are always open wide, and you're quick to forgive when I make a mistake. You love me in the blink of an eye. I don't deserve your love, but you give it to me anyway. Can't get enough, you're everything I. Don't deserve you. You're the light inside my eyes. You give me reason to keep trying. You give me more than I could dream. Your heart is golden, how am I the one that you've chosen to love? I still can't believe that you're right next to me. After all that I've done, I don't deserve. I don't deserve you.
Strevin Business Association is here to support local businesses. Our aim is to increase tourist numbers and to promote Strevin as a visitor attraction to help sustain small local businesses. Membership is only £50 a year and is your opportunity to build our business community and to make Strevin a vibrant and attractive place to visit. Keep it local by joining Strevin Business Association and help people discover Strevin. More information at discoverstraven.org.
This is Crossbeats with me, Murray Herbert.
And me, Angus Allen, on Avondale Radio.
Sponsored by Strevin Business Association.
Music to feed your soul.
And we've just been listening to Plum with Don't Deserve You. And one of the things about Crossbeats, of course, is that we really like to dig into the lyrics and meanings behind the songs that we play. So that was really good, Angus.
Yes, and I think Plum, Tiffany Lee, she sounds a wee bit like Britt Nicole, actually. There's a kind of similarity in their vocal style. But it's a humbling song that, you know, we don't really deserve the grace of God, yet he loves us and shows us mercy anyway. Now, you've got a few stories from New Zealand, so let's tap into at least one of those just now, shall we?
Well, talking about humbling, I have to tell you a story. We were staying in this campsite and there was really not very many people there, but it was this large family behind us, and one morning got up and they were playing fiddle and mandolin, and I went over to this guy and said, you know, I play guitar and I have my travel guitar with me, and I went and got it, and I played something and said, I don't know if you've ever heard of Tommy Emmanuel. Now, Tommy Emmanuel, you might not know, but he's a world famous finger picker. And this guy said, to sort of nodded, and then I handed him my guitar, and I thought, well, this guy actually knows how to play the guitar. And it was only later, when I kind of googled one or two things that he'd said, he turned out to be a guy called Mark Mazenberg, and he is a world famous finger picking player. And not only did he know Tommy Emmanuel, but he had played with him on stage. Yeah. And I thought, and I played my guitar in front of him. So I wonderfully, I since discovered that he has played with a Christian artist in America called Justin Pauraika, and I'm going to play you a song here which is very humbling. It does talk about God's love for us, but we'll come back to that at the end of the song. But I want you just to listen to how well this guy plays the guitar as well, Angus. So here we go, is Blues God Has to Hide.
Me and my woman can't see eye to eye. Never enough, no matter how hard I try, but it's nothing like the blues God has to hide. She left me a note, said I'm not your mate, and I won't be back until the light bill's paid, but it's nothing like the blues God has to hide. The dealer deals at the times it feels I can't even draw a pair, and it gets so old I can nearly fold under all I have to bear. But I've got one last ace that's never failed me yet. No matter how bad it seems, it's an easy bet. It ain't nothing like the blues God has to hide. I've got a friend named Frank who calls me late at night when he drinks too much or when he's just uptight. I say, Frank, it's nothing like the blues God has to hide. He likes to rant and rave about all his pain. He said it's not so bad if he can just complain. Still, it's nothing like the blues God has to hide. Oh, I dread the call, but since we're friends and all, it's a chore I can't avoid. But if I ever knew all the Lord's been through, I would surely be destroyed. So when I think my life can get no worse, I take a tiny peek at the universe. My blues are nothing like the blues God has to hide. Thank you. Father above, I say there's nothing like the blue sky has to hide. He chases back the darkness with the sun each morn. He dreams of happiness and joy for every child who's born. For sure there's nothing like the blue sky has to hide. I'd give my shirt to save my kids from hurt. I just hate to hear them cry. Who knows the pain he feels when there's not enough meals and millions have to die. So we each think we're lifting our fair share, 'cause he never gives us more than we can bear. Revealing nothing of the blues God has to hide. Of the blues God has to hide.
That was Mark Mazengarb accompanying Justin Pokryka on the song Blues God Has to Hide. And Murray told us a bit of a story behind that. And there's a bit of a connection with the next song as well.
Yeah, well, it was really humbling, actually, and amazing to meet this guy. And he played my guitar one day. Maybe I could play it quite as well as that. That was a very light-hearted song, really. It's a kind of typical bluesy thing about the fact that we maybe have problems in our life, but God has experienced worse. He understands our problems, and that's where the phrase blues God has to hide comes from. And it reminded me, actually, a little bit of Corrie ten Boom, the lady who during the war was in a concentration camp, and she said of God's experience of us, there is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still. And so, taking that more serious note out of that song, I really think we can understand that God understands our difficulties.
And there's a link with our next song, Woman at the Well, Murray, isn't there?
Well, this is a tenuous link, Angus.
Excellent.
No idea who this guy was. Similarly, the story of the lady in Samaria in John chapter 4 is about she had no idea who was talking to her, and it was the Son of God himself, Jesus. So this is Woman at the Well by Olivia Lane.
I heard a story from the Bible when I was just a little girl. is just a girl. I'm the broken-hearted woman who met the savior of the world.
Listen to Avondale Radio through our website avondaleradio.com, via your smart speaker or on the Radio Garden app. Avondale Radio, for the community, by the community.
Tune in to Avondale Radio on Friday evenings from 6 till 8 for Bluegrass and Beyond, sponsored by Kennedy Landscapes Limited. With us, Louise and Alan Mayers, we'll bring you 2 hours of the music that we love.
From the high, lonesome sound of traditional to contemporary bluegrass music, with a mix of Cajun, blues and featured guests from the USA, Europe and beyond.
Music from our hearts to yours.
And we hope you listen to that. We have music to feed your soul here on Crossbeats with me, Murray Herbert.
And with me, Angus Allen.
And we're sponsored by Straven Business Association. Now, Angus, when I was away in New Zealand, I was listening to the show and I heard 2 interviews. One with Rachel Lampa. Wow, that was a first. That was great. And Philippa Hannah.
Yes, both fantastic interviews and really humble, God-serving people, and it was a joy to chat with them. And in fact, we promised Rachel that we would play her. She's released a single, I think it was the end of February, beginning of March, and we promised her we would play it immediately it came out. So the second new song we have today is The Wild Ones later on by Rachel Lampa.
That's great.
On our show.
And you and Chris, I heard you announcing that Rory James will be coming to Straven to play.
We're hoping to arrange that, yes, later in the year, and we're hoping to get Rory onto Crossbeats sometime soon as well for an interview, so that's something to look forward
so
to.
So this is a programme where everything happens. We have world famous stars who come and do interviews with us. We have new songs for you to listen to as well, and we hope that you enjoy our range of music that we play for you.
So welcome back this week. I don't know who that guy was last week, but welcome back to Callum Stark for our thought for the week.
John Newton was a militant atheist, bully and blasphemer as he was growing up. He was a wild and angry and reckless young man. At the age of 18, he was press-ganged into joining the Navy, and even there, he continued in this way of living. He broke the rules so recklessly on one occasion that he was publicly flogged. He was actually hated and feared by his crewmates, and he himself went on to become a slave trader. At the age of 23, Newton's ship encountered a severe storm off the coast of Donegal, and it almost sank. He thought he was going to lose his life. And in that moment, he called out to God. And there he found that God rescued him. He rescued him not only from the imminent threat of death, but he rescued him from a spiritual point of view as well. And Newton knew that he was not worthy of any of this. And as we know, he would go on to write one of the best known hymns ever, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Oh, life you chose. Maybe you just wanted to know. I keep chasing after commas, getting nothing back. I keep pushing through the pain like I'm a running back. I've been holding out for hope, but I've been holding back. Need to focus on the one who said he's coming back.
Let go. When I run, you chase me down.
You hold it all together.
And that was Wild Things by Next Mike. Adrian Sings, Trap Ship Collectives. That's quite a mouthful.
It certainly is. And Callum was talking about a person who he could have described as wild, but, and the title of this song is Wild Things. But the interesting thing is the song is really about the wild things that God does for us. Now, do you know what a Trap Ship Collective is?
I have no idea.
Nor have I. This was Callum's choice of song, and he did explain to me what a Trap Ship Collective was, and we did say it very carefully, but I can't remember what he told me about it.
Well, we'll need to get him back on.
We need to get him back on and ask him about it.
Or maybe in his message next week he'll give us some idea. Interesting, if you want to hear more about the story of John Newton, you can go to the Avondale Drum Clog website, where one of the podcasts is on that hymn, Amazing Grace, telling the background to it, so it kind of expands that a bit.
So I should say, what I do know is Trap Ship is a word mash of trap, drums and worship.
Okay, right.
But Callum knows more about this than I do.
I like to say the lyrics in it as well. I mean, it was really talking about God's wild desire to love us and follow us wherever we are.
Yeah, yeah. So our next artist, Semler, I should say, goes a wee bit more traditional in her chorus, but she also echoes the words of Jesus, and she sings, "Bring me your weak and weary. Bring me your strange and cold." And then she answers that question as a voice of someone who's coming to God for the first time. And she says, "I come for hope and healing." So this is Semler, and it's called Raise Up.
Bring me your weak, your weary. Bring me your strange and cold. I come for hope and healing.
razor. It's a razor.
Join me, Ian, at 4 p.m. every Sunday afternoon for Avondale Radio 60s Show. Proudly sponsored by the Weaver's Lounge Bar, number 1 Green Street, Strathaven. The 60s was a decade that changed fashion, attitudes, but most of all, the music. The Beatles, Rolling Stones, Beach Boys and The Who, along with many other bands, changed popular music forever. Listen in between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. every Sunday afternoon here on Avondale Radio.
Strathaven Business Association is here to support local businesses. Our aim is to increase tourist numbers and to promote Strathaven as a visitor attraction to help sustain small local businesses. Membership is only £50 a year and is your opportunity to build our business community and to make Strathaven a vibrant and attractive place to visit. Keep it local by joining Strathaven Business Association and help people discover Strathaven. More information at discoverstrathaven.org.
And of course, Strathaven Business Association are the proud sponsors of our programme, Angus. You're listening to Crossbeats with me, Murray Herbert.
And with me, Angus Allen, on Avondale Radio, music to feed the soul.
Good strapline that, I like it.
Excellent, yeah. Who invented that?
So in a moment, we are about to hear The Wild Ones by Rachel Lampa. I loved hearing your interview with Rachel a few weeks ago.
Yeah, what struck me about Rachel and her whole family, in fact, was the work that they're doing in Nashville. She's a multi-award-winning artist. She's been singing from a very young age, but she's really grounded and really rooted, I guess, in social justice.
Yeah, she really came across that way.
A real passion, yeah. And they've got a huge mission, if you like, in the local area in terms of supplying food and all sorts of resources for people who are on the streets and who are not as well off, maybe as the norm in Nashville, even to the extent of having lorries going out with shower blocks and stuff in them. Mm. And in this song, she touches on that, and she sings in this song, "This song is for the underdogs and we're breaking down ceilings." And it's a lovely song. She released it just a couple of weeks ago, and when we were chatting with her, she asked us, would we play it? So this is The Wild Ones by Rachel Lampa on Crossbeats.
that was The Wild Ones by Rachel Lampa. Really nice new song, Angus.
Yeah, and no, a great song from Rachel. Her inimitable style, I think, isn't it?
Inimitable.
Yes. So Rachel's, I think she's signed with Integrity Music. Ryan is signed with Integrity Music. Steph McLeod, he's with Integrity
Music.
And
yeah.
Philip is with Integrity. And the common thing they all have is they have all sung with each other at different times.
Well, that's one of the things I find fascinating about this journey you and I have been on, because Avondale Radio is now 1 year old, and our first show went out a year ago just now.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for a long time.
Wow, a whole year. And there was a birthday party last Friday, wasn't there?
There was indeed, yeah. It was really good just to be with the other presenters of this fantastic radio station and share in the success that Avondale Radio is.
It's a big shout out for Kerry and Nancy and Les for the vision and for making it happen.
And we hope you, the listeners, are still enjoying everything that's going on. Well, that's about the end of our time for our show today. We're going to play out with one of the bands we played, I think, on the very first show, Angus, and that's Delirious.
Yes, Delirious, led by Martin Smith, he's the lead singer. And of course, we've played some of his daughter's material as well, haven't
we? Ellie Limber.
Yeah, and she's really good too. But yes, we haven't played Delirious for a long while, so it's really nice to come back, and one of their powerful songs, I think.
Yeah, this is I Could Sing of Your Love Forever, and it just kind of builds very slowly. Mm. So immerse yourself in the song, and we'll see you same time next week.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands. For I will always sing of when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing.